Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your network and computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in a protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information, or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
Let's go. It's in the end, baby. Yeah, until the end, baby. Yeah, you know what it is. Yeah, now bang the drum like boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
The Beating Drum is the premier Native American radio show in America that is preserving positive Native American imagery in sports and mainstream. With your hosts, Farmer and B. Evans, call in at 646-668-8467.
What is going on? The Beating Drum on RadioAFS.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. You got Farmer, you got B. Evans. B, it has been a while since we have been in the studio here on the Beating Drum Radio Show here on Radio AFS. How's it going today, brother?
Oh, man, I'm good. How about yourself?
Man, you know, I'm just kicking back and relaxing. My two kids had their last football game today, and my son broke his arm last week, so that's why we had to reschedule that show. And he's like, Dad, I want to play. I'm like, well, it's up to your coach. So he broke his arm in two places, and his coach actually let him play. He was the team captain today. So the boys got heart and in a mind of a warrior. So shout out to my little five-year-old, soon to be six here next month, for wanting to play with his teammates and never backing down in anything that my son does.
That's awesome, dude. Congratulations, you know, and definitely good job to him, man. You know, give him my respect, man. That's awesome. I broke my wrist when I was playing football, and they wouldn't let me play. They told me I'd use the cast as a weapon. So they would they wouldn't let me play, but I wanted to. So I was there still supporting my team. You know, I helped run the scoreboard and everything. You know, but it was that's awesome that he wanted to play, you know. And that's the thing is, you know, kids at a young age, they catch an injury or something, and it tends to steer them away from, you know, the sport, you know, because of an injury, and that stuff hurts. And, you know, it's awesome that he got back, wanted to get back in there and keep playing.
No, most definitely. And I understand that this is the premier Native American radio show in America. But, you know, it's been a while since we've been on. And my daughter, who is now 7, she's been playing for the past 2 years there, B, and she has got a touchdown or more in the past. They play 6 games. So in 12 games in 2 years, she has scored a touchdown or more in every single game. So a big shout out to my 7-year-old daughter, again, never backing down and being the only girl on the team, generally playing on both sides of the ball, defense and offense, and no other team had a girl, and she was definitely showing those boys what was up. So a big shout out to my 2 kids for never backing down and never giving up and putting points on the board. So so B, how have you been?
Awesome.
It's been a month since the beating drum has aired, and so I'm sure the fans or the family and friends of the show want us to cut to the meat and taters of why we're here. But we gotta do the pre workout before we actually get into the meat and taters of things. So how's your week been, brother? And you know,
man, it, you know, my week, my month, it's all pretty, you know, been pretty consistent. Work, you know, and home with the kids and spending time with them. My son just finished their last game of the season, football. You know, he's in high school now and everything. And so, you know, it's been an interesting thing. You know, this month has not worked out well for us. It's always – this month has not wanted us to have a show. It's always one reason or another. You know, overtime working and broken bones and everything. But we're back.
We are, B, and – you know, I want to thank everyone that's been sending the page messages, and we are just shy of 2,700 likes. That is amazing, and that is huge. Keep sharing and spreading the love of the Beating Drum Radio Show. This is how you can do it. You can go on to Google, Bing, Ask, Yahoo, or whichever ones you want to. No, we're not paid by them to say their names, but just type in the Beating Drum Radio Show. Or you could just type in the Beating Drum, and no, we're not Pocahontas. The last time I checked, I'm not. Well, B kind of looks like her, but not really. So, no, we're not Pocahontas. All right? So just type in the Beating Drum Radio Show. You will see our Facebook page. You'll see our Twitter page. You'll see our Instagram page. Definitely give us a follow on all of our social media platforms. You message us, we're going to talk to you. You message the you do some comments on the page, you will definitely get comments back. We are not shy. We are not bashful here on the Beating Drum. And again, we want to thank every single one of our new likes. We've had over 125 just this week. So for you guys, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. You are now part of the Beating Drum's family and friends. Here on this show, we don't have listeners. We don't have fans. We have family and friends of the Beating Drum Radio Show. So, again, for every single one of you that has tuned in throughout the years of us by ourselves, which has been 2 years, or who has followed us through Die Hard Sports Radio, through the Paso Garage, for the past 5 years, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I do have a couple plaques here in the studio that I'm going to be giving away, and a couple books that are from a great friend of ours, Eunice Davidson, Aren't We Sue Enough? We're going to be doing a couple giveaways here on the show or maybe on the page. I'm still trying to figure that out, just as a fan appreciation there, B. Evans.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. And, you know, I want to thank everybody, too, for all the likes and the shares and the commenting and the messages. I mean, it goes to show that we have so many people out there that feel the same way and are not going to give in to mainstream media. And it's awesome that so many people want to take the fight with us.
Oh, most definitely, B. And, you know, a lot of them don't really know you, you know, because you have been on the show here. This is like your third time because of broken bones and family issues and blog talk issues and everything else like that. So we're going to cut into the meat and taters. This is only an hour show now, which I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, if we do go over, it won't be cut off because Radio AFS allows us about an hour and a half per show here on the Beating Drum Radio Show. So I'm going to kind of cut to the meat and potatoes. It looks like they're in Browning, Montana. It was homecoming. And, you know, the best thing was is that they kind of did the Florida Seminoles. They had Native Americans on horses. Yes, these are actual Native Americans. If you don't know Browning, that is on a reservation. They are called the Indians. And the awesome part was that they ran around the stadium, four of them, with the spears. It was definitely a very, very, very nice sight to see. Now, with that happening, I did see on the Not Your Mascot pages and all the hater groups are like, this is despicable. They shouldn't be doing this. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if they would have done their research, they would have known that those are actual Native Americans, generally on a reservation. They are full blood of that particular tribe. And it doesn't matter if you got a little Native American blood in you or a lot. So the Not Your Mascot people there, B. Evans, were definitely a little salty and trying to make the Browning, Montana homecoming tradition during homecoming a spectacle when it was nothing but honor, heritage, and tradition there at the Browning homecoming. And that video today has 41.5K views. So an awesome, spectacular showing of Native American spirit and pride there in Browning, Montana.
That's awesome. That really is awesome.
It is. You know, and there's a story that I know that you really, 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 really want to get to, and you've been chomping at the bit ever since we posted this on October 7th. Yes, I know we're a little late on this one, but I know that you have been chomping at the bit, and people are like, Farmer, I did get, you know, some messages on it, and they're like, hey, Farmer, what's up with Dr. Seuss being on a Native American page? I'm like, well, I'm just showing where will this stop? Where does the pussification of America stop? Where does the eradication stop? And this one here, if you haven't gone to our page and checked it out, please do. It's not too far down on the page. But there are people who are trying to get Dr. Seuss, who is a children's, you know, author, and they're trying to get rid of what it looks like green eggs and ham, which I don't understand. You know, that particular character, I guess they feel very offended by him, and it's a racist depiction. B. Evans, tell me about this particular article, because you've been chomping at the bit at it.
Well, there's a museum in Massachusetts that is completely 100% dedicated to Dr. Seuss. And they have a mural on their wall that actually has a Chinese man or a Chinese character from one of his books, actually, that they are boycotting, saying that mural is jarring a racial stereotype. This is what I don't understand about this. Okay, so now Dr. Seuss is racist. So I'm trying to wrap my head around the fact that they want a mural removed for the fact that there is a Chinese man or a Chinese person on this mural. Now, painted on a wall, it's ridiculous. First off, one, I would think that would actually be good to have that up. If they claim racism, he's not sticking to one type. He's mixing it up. You know, he gave a diversity of something. He gives us a Chinese person. You know, I mean, there could be another mural painted up on the wall of a Russian. You know, I mean, it's a mural. It's from a book. You know, I mean, it's asinine. You know, Dr. Seuss loved, I mean, he wasn't racist. He was, Dr. Seuss was very, I mean, just awesome for everybody. I can't name a kid in the world that didn't love Dr. Seuss. It didn't matter what the race, what the religion, it was Dr. Seuss. It was a teaching tool. It was something that everybody learned from. I learned from Dr. Seuss. Yeah, I'm sure you did as well. But to have him,
I did, and you know what really, you know, the green eggs and ham. I really wanted my mom and my dad to make green eggs and ham, and they're like, "You don't want green eggs and ham, Jacob. You know, farmer, it'll make you sick." I'm like, "But it's not Dr. Seuss. I want green eggs and ham." So you know, this is just showing, ladies and gentlemen, the eradication does not stop with Native American imagery. This thing is a larger picture. It's a huge picture of people trying to eradicate stuff because they are oversensitive or because they were taught that this is racist. There is no way a single child or a single human being can say that the Washington Redskins is racist unless they were taught it. Racism is taught.
Exactly. You know, and that's exactly what these people are doing. There was going to be an event, which I kind of beat around the bush on this a little bit, but there was an event that was going to be held at this museum. It was actually a children's literature festival. And three children's authors, Mo Williams, Mike Corrado, and Lisa Yee, signed a letter and posted it on social media telling people why they were not going to go. They were going to boycott this event and the museum unless this mural was taken down. Now, I actually have the letter here that they had sent out part of. And I can read that to you if you want, but we actually have it also posted on our social, on our Facebook page. But they actually said that they were not going to go unless they remove this mural. Well, the museum responded and said, we will remove this mural. And, they've offered to take it down, and the authors have said that they will attend. As long as the mural is has been removed before then they will attend the event. But the museum has yet to post whether or not the festival is back on. So I don't know if the festival's back on yet, but either way, they're still going to remove it. Here's what I don't understand about this, though. Who cares what these guys think? This is a Dr. Seuss museum. Dr. Seuss was all about diversity, and I mean, he there was no way this guy was racist. I'm sorry, you know, if you look at some of his later books, even, you know, his later books, and it's even in, you know, they got him in the movies and stuff. They show a great respect for fairness and diversity, plain and simple. You know,
definitely, and for this museum to actually give in to these demands is ridiculous. You know, they need to have a backbone, and they definitely need to stick to their guns and say, "Hey, we're not going to bend because somebody feels offended." Because again, ladies and gentlemen, I have been preaching this for the past 5 years. You bend. They want more. They're going to take more. They're going to want a little more. They're going to take more. You know, it's kind of like the Cleveland Indians and the Dolan family wanting to get away or get rid of Chief Wahoo, you know, because that seems like the hot button for the not your mascot hate group. is, okay, we want the chief gone. It's not so much the Indian name, but it's Chief Wahoo. It's racist. It's hostile. It's abusive. I'm like, how is it hostile? How is this abusive? I wear a Chief Wahoo hat almost every day. And at no time do I have anybody come up to me and say, hey, I'm offended by that. At no time do I have anybody that say that's hostile and that's abusive towards me. If anything, they're like, hey, it's the Cleveland Indians. I'm like, you're right. Hey, congratulations. And people are like, well, Farmer, where do you live? Well, I live in Spokane, Washington. I'm right by the Coeur d'Alene tribe. I'm also by the Spokane Indian tribe. I'm also by the Colvilles. I'm also by a whole lot of other Native American reservations and amongst Native Americans around me. And at no time have I had a single person come up to me and say that's hostile, that's abusive, and that's racist. So, you know, for what's happening in Cleveland, it almost seems like the Dolans are folding like a cheap suit. And that's a crying shame for all the history, for all the tradition and the heritage and everything else that is there with Chief Wahoo. At no given time was Chief Wahoo meant to be racist or derogatory towards anyone. I can't think of – I look at it and I smile. He's smiling. He's happy. He's, you know, he's glorious. And for the Dolans to eradicate Chief Wahoo is a disservice to any Cleveland Indians fans. Because you know what? Those 10 to 12 people who stand outside the field, I call it Jacobs Field, but I know it's not, Progressive Field. Those 12 people or those 16 people or however many people are out there protesting Chief Wahoo, even if you change the name, you change the symbol, they're still not going to come in and watch. At no given time will any of these not your mascot people change. They win. You're letting them win. And next, after you eradicate Chief Wahoo, they're going to want the Indian's name. What are you going to do? You need to stand tall. And you need to stand firm, the Evans.
Exactly. You know, and if you do not take this fight to them, and if you do not stand up against them, then not too long from now, you're going to be looking back talking about, man, I remember when, and all you're going to do is complain that they changed the name, you're going to complain and you're not going to be happy. You know, you have to take this fight. You have to stand up. You have to put your foot down. Otherwise, you're not going to have a reason. You're not going to have a right to argue the fact that they've changed this because you didn't put anything into it. You didn't put your time and your effort into the challenge to make them go away. And in not doing so, you have no argument in that fight. If you do not stand up, if you do not put your foot down and speak your mind, then when this all happens, if this happens and these names and these images go away, you cannot complain. And you will only be, it will be a footnote in history, and we do not want that. Stand up, let your voice be heard. Please, never back down and take the fight to them.
You know, B, I couldn't agree more with you. We're going to go here to a quick song break here on the Beating Drum on RadioAFS.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army, and we have the one and the only Bob the Wallflower who'll be coming with us here on the latter half of the show. We'll be right back here on the Beating Drum on Radio AFS.
nothing, trying to make something. People push us down and we keep on running. Walk through the storm, walk through the war. Bust through, say we're taking it all. We're going for our dream, can't stop this team. Rushing in and we're changing this scene. You think you can stop our movement glory, but we're standing tall in the story. I'm sick of these people being disrespectful. Can't see we're working hard, it's a mantle. All around the clock, it's never endful. You can't do the same, so don't step two. Us in a crew, step one, step two. We wanted this from the start, so we're coming through. In your streets, bringing that hardcore beat. Making that movement from under your feet. From always something new, hate is what you're gonna do. You're gonna look stupid on what you tried to prove. Because we're pumped in on your block. Sending out here my mess when we're ready to drop. Yeah,
you can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
It's our mission and we're ready to rock, yeah.
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
Forward momentum and we ain't gonna stop. Cause I find me an addict. Cause that forward momentum, I gotta have it, have at it. Not half as good as the next man. 10 times, bro, gotta grab it. By the scruff of the neck, wring it out. End up as a wreck, work it out. Gotta keep it in check, sing it out. That's the name of the game, that's what life's about. To reflect with the best of them. That's what you like to call life's test, I guess. When you cry, when you're pressed, I said, that's what I like to call life's test, you mesh. Ah, what a sesh. But if you still see rain, then you need to digest. What I put in your brain like a pill, it'll make you insane unless you kill. What puts you here? Who do you think you are? You're the highest man here? Well, that's a start. Look around, take it in, we take it all. Now sit back, watch begin. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. It's our mission and we're ready to rock, yeah.
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
Forward momentum and we ain't gonna stop. Run this town like Jay-Z and Kanye. Me and Pablo, doing it the only way. The temptation with fire in our eyes. Getting closer to that one true prize. From the honesty of a hip-hop prodigy, I keep telling myself, nothing's gonna stop me. For that dream to make it come true, that's why we speak the truth in the booth.
Yeah, we spit truth, call us the criers. We sing loudly, so call us the choir. Me and Muggsy, born in the fire. No pad and pen, yeah, that's all we require. And the booth, to spit truth. And the crowd to rock, raise your hands to the roof. You can't stop us now, so turn up the track. Let's hear it loud, yeah. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
It's our mission and we're ready to rock, yeah.
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
Forward momentum and we ain't gonna stop.
The Beating Drum is the premier Native American radio show in America that is preserving positive Native American imagery in sports and mainstream. With your hosts, Farmer and B. Evans, call in at 646-668-8467.
Welcome back to the Beating Drum on RadioAFS.com, Fat Boy Media, DRCP Army. You got your boys, Farmer, B. Evans, and it would not be B. Wow, there was way too many B's in that statement.
That was weird.
it was. It was a little bit. You know, it wouldn't be a Beating Drum radio show without the one and the only Bob from Tewksbury. Bob, welcome to the Beating Drum Radio Show, sir. How you doing, my man?
Well, fantastic. Thank you for such a great intro. That's really stepping it up there, Farmer.
Hey, how's it
going,
Bob?
Right? You know,
excellent.
He's like, holy hell, I'm feeling the love out here from today. Yeah, I know, right? Well, hey, I love you without with everything that I have, Bob. So, you know, it's it's nice to hear your voice back here on the air.
Same here, Farmer. Same here. Now, I was listening to you guys talk about, you know, the Dr. Seuss outrage, I'll call it. And one comment just stuck in my head, and if Dr. Seuss were here to defend himself, he would probably quote his own book, and the book was my favorite book as a child, Hands, Hands, Finger, Thumb. And the refrain in that book was always, dum diddy dum diddy dum dum dum.
Yes. Oh, Bob.
There's a major lesson to be learned there. He preemptively was answering these social justice warriors that are trying to push their own agenda on us far, 30 years, 40 years, not to age myself, 40 some odd years before this even became an issue. And it is truthfully dumb. I quite honestly would have told those other authors they could just stay home, and that's just fine. I don't understand what the big deal is. You know, it's a caricature. It's not racist. And none of this is racist. I don't know. I wish I had that crystal ball that I broke a few years ago.
You know, Bob, I was thinking the same thing, or a genie, you know, rub it twice and or three times or however many times you got to rub the genie. And, you know, have her come out or him come out and say, please make this pussification of America go away. Make everyone see that the Native American names and imageries aren't hostile, abusive, or racist. I would use it for all good. I wouldn't even ask for money. I would ask for peace and harmony, and let everybody just get along, because none of these names and images are hostile, abusive, or racist. I love how the NCAA just kind of coined that. I've never seen a symbol on the side of somebody's helmet or on somebody's chest or on somebody's shirt be hostile towards somebody. Have you?
No, I can't say that I've ever witnessed hostility from an image or an icon or anything printed. You know, maybe a clown mask.
Have you? Right, yeah, maybe a clown I have, but you know, some clowns are pretty cool. Has a image ever been hostile or abusive towards you?
No, sir. I'll say yes, but the only time I've ever seen an image that actually bothered me enough to make me feel something was actual images from history. But outside of that, no. No, things that have actually done and taken place, yes, those have bothered me, and those have been a little, you know, but times have changed. People's moved on. You know, people need to grow up. No, these images do not bother me.
Well, wait, gentlemen. There is one image that bothers me, and it's the Dallas Cowboys star. That image definitely, to me, is hostile and abusive. But, you know,
now,
mine
is the Seahawk.
Right? Well, no, I wouldn't even say that. But, you know, Bob, so what's going on in Tewksbury as of late? I know we haven't been on the air for quite some time, and you know, it's let me know what's kicking there in Tewksbury. What's going on with Glicka, and have the Not Your Mascots found their way to weasel their way back into your school board?
No, the Not Your Mascots for sure have certainly not found their way back into our school board. We've done nothing but strengthen our school board and our board of selectmen in town. With people we can trust, not only just to keep our name and imagery, but more importantly, to keep our schools educating kids and not brainwashing them, and to keep our communities, you know, tax dollars down and make sure that we have nothing but the best town that we can possibly have. As far as the legislation that's still at the state, to try to block all the specific names and images that they've named, Redskins, Redmen, Sachems, Warriors, Braves, and so on and so forth. Nothing's really happened. I have my fingers in that pie, and my people that I have on the inside at the state level say there's really no meetings going on. There really isn't anything happening. But I anticipated that because they all told me right up front, this is never going anywhere. It's never going to become a state law that this could be blocked. So that's the positive aspect of it. I actually had the pleasure of going to a Pop Warner football game today here in Tewksbury for 9 and 10-year-old, whatever grade that is. My very best friend on this planet's son was playing, so I told him, I said, I'll come see one of your games this year. Well, I went to the game, and I saw Redmond gear everywhere. Parents, coaches, announcers, Redmond gear all over the place. And it settled in with me, like, this town, for sure, I knew we would never give up, and they're certainly not, and they're not backing down. And we're going to continue to stick together because all we have is each other to lean on. And like I've said 1,000 times before, we're a great community here in Tewksbury. And unfortunately, with everything that happened out in Las Vegas, that tragedy in Vegas with the shooting, one of our Tewksbury residents lost her life, and it was pretty tragic. And
my condolences to the Tewksbury community.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
So a local radio station, WAAF, the Hillman Morning Show, Greg Hill is the host. He has a charity, and he went on air one morning and said, if you all call in and raise 10 grand to give to this family, I'll double it. Well,
nice.
As a community, not just Tewksbury, but as a community of Massachusetts and probably New Hampshire and wherever all these listeners, because it's a big radio show, they raised $23,000. And he put 10 grand on top of it for 33,000. In addition, restaurants and pubs from around the area over 2 weekends gave up money that the bands refused to be paid. They wanted their money donated. Any door money to get into the gig was donated. And there were a few GoFundMes. And the last number I heard raised for this family that had this unfortunate loss of their mom was about $130,000. That's the community I live in. So about 90 grand of that came right from people here in town. And that's our Redmond spirit right there. We have each other's backs. We don't give up. And I'm so proud of my community and my state and everybody that was involved with it to do this. And I don't even know Rhonda. I've never met her. I think I had seen her around town maybe a few times. And God rest her soul, but God bless everyone that contributed, because that's what this family's all about. That's what this community's all about. And that's much bigger and well beyond what we're talking about saving images. But
no, definitely,
also,
Bob. I agree. No, I agree with you, 100%. Yeah, you don't see any of those, and maybe there did, but I'm gonna go out on a limb. But maybe the not your mascot people didn't even blink an eye. They're like, well, there goes another one, and it just shows how strong that Tewksbury community is. And here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing, Bob and B. Evans, is I surf the wire. I surf the not your mascot pages. And if you're listening, yes, I do. You just don't know what name I use. No, I don't like your pages because, I don't need you to know who I am, and I don't need you to get one more like because, whoever likes these pages who wants to save and preserve positive native imagery, it baffles me that you even like their pages. You can go to their page, just type in their name, not your mascot, and it pulls up perfectly. You can see everything, and you don't need to like it unless you want to see what they post every once every 6 months or what it has been. Just go to their pages. You don't need to like them. You don't need to show them that there's more support for them than there's truly not. But, you know, surfing these pages, gentlemen, they're so more about Black Lives Matter. They're more about the oil industry. They're more about this. They're more about that. And what I have seen is that there is really nothing on there about Native American imageries or anything of that particular stature. They're all about the next hot button. And this is one thing that I can say about the Beating Drum Radio Show is that we are very consistent at talking about Native American imageries in sports and the American mainstream. Yes, at one point we did kind of divert a little bit, you know, and talk about, you know, No Dapple or and that type of thing there in North Dakota because we wanted to bring a little light on it until we figured out that people were being lied to, that no, this wasn't on sacred burial ground. No, it wasn't on this. No, it wasn't on that. So we can actually say here on the Beating Drum Radio Show is that we have been very consistent on helping schools and helping communities save their name and their image throughout the past 5 years here on the Beating Drum Radio Show.
Sure, absolutely, Farmer. And, you know, after all, that's what the show is all about. But no matter what the format is and what radio show you happen to be doing, whether it's sports or entertainment or what we do here, eventually at some point you're going to veer off path just a little bit to talk about a current event, and that's okay. You know, that's how we roll, you know.
Most definitely. And where I was going with this is that I haven't seen a new school, which is awesome. I'm not saying anything bad right now. I'm just saying that it's been a while since I've seen a new school under attack by the Not Your Mascots. What I have seen, gentlemen, is that the Not Your Mascot hate group, and I'm calling them a hate group, because that's all that they bring. They don't bring anything else but hate. They try to divide communities and try to, you know, create animosity between two separate people, between two separate groups that you didn't even know that was in your community. And Bob can vouch for that 100%. But what I have seen is that there are no new communities under attack. What the Not Your Mascot people are doing there in Michigan, what the Not Your Mascot people are doing in California, are they are only continuing to attack schools that they've been attacking for the past 2+ years that haven't changed their name. Or in the Pawpaw area, they are hell-bent on trying to get that name changed and get the symbol removed. But, you know, Pawpaw School Board and the community of Pawpaw, Michigan, are saying, you know what, we are the Pawpaw Redskins, and you will never change that. And, you know, for that, I want to commend everyone there in Pawpaw, Kim and Sally and a bunch of all the other people there in Pawpaw standing up for your school's name and image. It's awesome to see. And, you know, we at the Beating Drum Radio Show will be following if there are any new schools or anything else like that that come under attack, because that's why we're here. We are here to help educate the community and to give the community a voice that they didn't think that they were going to have.
Yeah, and in addition to that, when the new school does come up, you know, we just shift into second gear and do what we do and help them learn to anticipate what the next step is going to be taken against them. And, you know, whether it's these instigators go to the schools and harass kids or try to get their legislators to do things, you know, backhandedly, you know, we've seen it all. We've seen it 100 times. So that's where we step in. You know, they just have to reach out to us and let us know they're in trouble and say, hey, this is what you got to do. But you have to do it. We'll tell them what to do, but they got to do it.
Exactly. And, you know, and at no given time, and I know that we haven't aired here in roughly about a month, and we got a lot of new likes and probably a lot of new listeners that are listening to us right now. We don't take any money. We don't take even donations. We don't take any sort of financial gain from helping these schools or helping people. So we do this out of the kindness of our hearts because we firmly believe that we're doing everything right. And, you know, I wish when I was in school that we had the same support group that there is in Pawpaw, that there is in Tewksbury, and that there is in every single one of these communities that A, have fought back or is fighting back or lost the battle and still are fighting. You know, I wish that I had that.
I wish you had that too, Farmer. So you maybe should make yourself a time machine and, you know, do what you got to do.
No, I don't. You know, here's the cool thing, gentlemen, and we're going to have to wrap up the show here in just a few minutes. But my high school, Grand Forks Central, home of the Redskins, they just had their 100th year of being open. And I was reading and I was looking and I was watching. And you know what was awesome, guys? On their banner, they actually had the Native American Indian head that was in the center of our gymnasium, that was on our football helmets, and on every single thing that was Grand Forks Central. It was actually on that particular banner. So they were still honoring the history that should have never been changed. And it was just definitely nice to see that the alumni of Grand Forks Central still remembers the Redskins. Because here's the thing, guys. When you lose your school's name, in general, I'm not saying in all times, but in general, people start to forget the past. They stop, they forget the history and everything else that came before. You know, they're like, oh, yeah, it's the home of the Knights. No, it's home of the Grand Forks Central Redskins, or it's the home of the Turner's Falls Indians, or it's the home of the Conrad School of Science Redskins, or no, it's the home of the Lancaster Redskins. It's the home of the Gustine Redskins. You will always be that. Do never, ever say, yeah, we're the Knights, or we're the Red Hawks, or we're the Fighting F-tards, or we're the Fighting Pigeons, or anything else like that. Stand firm, guys, because you are truly now history, and history needs to be told of what these schools were before what they are now. And if you can, try to petition or try to go into one of those school boards and try to get that name back, because we have known and we have heard now from the Supreme Court justice that these names aren't racist. Everyone has the First Amendment right. And you know what? I will support any single one of these schools that go back to their school board and petition their name to be changed back to what it should have never been changed from. Do we agree?
You
I agree totally. That's a whole
Farmer.
New.
Sorry, Bob. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Brian.
I was just going to say, he's got a new nickname here on the show, and it's called the Show Stopper, because that was just like, wow.
We used to call him the Show Mispronouncer, but, you know, that kind of grew old quick. But, you know, you make a great point. There's a whole other audience out there, Farmer, that maybe needs to be targeted, and that would be alumni of schools that have lost their name, that do things such as your alumni, your school did, and you as an alumni maybe should reach out to some of your classmates and perhaps start a petition to, you know, get the name back, bring back history.
You know, I agree with you 100%. I preached about it, and you know, it's a work in progress. I will tell you that. And guys, before Bob, you're not going to run away on me, because I know you don't have a final thought that you planned. But we do have a person who's been listening to us. And they just messaged the show's page here and says, hey, I'm a first-time caller, and I got a few things to say. So we're going to bring on a gentleman. I don't know if he wants his name to be said. He didn't say. So I'm going to say, caller, you are now live here on the Beating Drum Radio Show on Radio AFS.
Hello?
How can we help you, sir? Hey, what's going on, my man?
How you doing? I had a quick question for you, Farmer.
I'm doing well. Yourself? Yeah, go ahead, brother.
I'm doing fine. I've been trying to figure out how to get my benefits for Native Americans. And I just want to know if you might be able to help out in any type of way, point me to the right direction.
Oh, most definitely. I can definitely help you out. What I'm going to do, if it's okay with you, is I'm going to have B. Evans, who is actually looking at the board, write down your phone number. And if it's okay with you, I would like to call and talk to you and not do this on the air and everything else like that. Is that all right with you?
That would be great.
Perfect. So you're Native American, I'm guessing, based on what you said. So with you being Native American, how do you feel about these names and images that are being eradicated?
Now, honestly, I don't agree with a lot of stuff of what people are trying to aim towards. It feels offensive or racism and stuff. It just doesn't really make too much sense. I haven't been around any Native Americans or anybody at all that take offensive to the name or any mascot at all. So personally, I don't agree with people on that side.
All right. So I'm going to help you out here a little bit, and I don't know you from the man in the moon. These sports teams and everything else, they actually don't have mascots, because a mascot is like a goat for the Navy, or, you know, the Georgia Bulldogs. That's a mascot, you know, the actual bulldog. These are actually names and symbols, and we're talking about people in costumes. Those are mascots, or, you know, where Brian lives, they're called the Blue Devils or the Red Devils or the Purple Devils. You know, they probably have some sort of figure of a devil running out. So, I appreciate you calling in, and I will have B. Evans here write down your particular phone number, and after the show, if it's okay with you, I will give you a call and try to help you out to the best of my knowledge.
Well, definitely. I appreciate that.
Yes,
yeah,
I have
welcome.
That number, and I'll get that to you afterwards, Farmer.
Perfect. I appreciate it. And so, you know, it's always nice that people call us, guys, for information, because we're out there on social media left and right, and this guy found us through social media would be my guess, or somebody steered him in the right direction. So it's awesome to come back from being a month away, and people are calling in and asking for help one way or another. So without further hesitation, and I'm sure both of you are like, Farmer, I don't got a final thought, but we know how this show works. And I'm going to kick it off with the very one and the very only Mr. Bob from Tewksbury.
Well, I'm going to call myself Blank Bob, because I seriously, Farmer, have zero. I really have zero. But I guess I could say this. Going to that kids' Pop Warner game today, and seeing students and adults and coaches and people of my community still wearing our Redmond gear and not backing down and not giving up gave me a boost of inspiration. It really helped reset, I suppose, my foundation of how I feel about what we do here for other schools. And it truthfully is a motivator for me, because I had motivation when we went through this fight through you and Paso and Steve. Mm-hmm. So I guess my final thought would be to anyone out there listening, first-time caller, listener, or if you listen every week, just step outside your comfort zone. If you're an introvert, just take that step forward and talk to one person and help educate and learn as much as you can about your local history. Learn as much as you can about American history, real Native American history, what really transpired, who helped write the Constitution, who helped the our Minutemen actually beat the regulars of Britain for the independence of this country. And unfortunately, the history of this country isn't really clean. It's not our government has not, does not, and hasn't treated Native Americans very well. And it needs to be said. It needs to be taught. And, I guess another good bit of news this year with Glicka, and you'd asked about Glicka earlier. Our freshman class had their orientation this year just 2 weeks ago. So that education is continuing in our school now at the high school level. My daughter will be a freshman next year, so I will actually get to attend one. I'm going to have to weasel my way in, but I'm going to do it. But basically, don't back down. Learn and communicate. And as much as these social justice warriors want to make you yell and scream and kick your feet and pound your fist on the ground, don't do it. Take the high road. And that's my final thoughts, Farmer.
Bob, I don't know how you do it. You come from, hey, Farmer, I really don't have one, but to a great and very articulated final thoughts. And Bob, it's always a pleasure. You know that you can call in and be right here with us with the Farmer and B. Evans, and hell, I'll even add you to the banner. I'll put Bob on there too. You are, sir, one of the greatest people that I've – one of the greatest. I'm not saying the, but one of the greatest people that this format has graced me with. And, again, I appreciate that 100% from you, sir.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and thank you. And now he still doesn't have his own button. Not quite sure what's going on with Radio AFS management, but it is now your final thoughts from B. Evans.
Well, Bob, I'm right there with you, man. I'm blank today, and so I got to try and top you. But most definitely, the hatred and going on in this world is ridiculously insane, and it's not stopping. I mean, when they're getting to the point where you're going after Dr. Seuss, just a picture of something from Dr. Seuss alone, you know they're reaching for the stars, because they're running it. They're grabbing at anything they can, and this needs to stop. When you look at situations with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Redskins, you know, they played a game, and a banner was posted up by a restaurant in town 4 years ago, and it was deemed a little racist and unacceptable by Native Americans. Now, they reach out. They said, hey, look, let's find a way, a middle ground where we're all happy. And they did. They learned from each other. They changed things around. And they came to an agreement of something that was able to be put out, that was able to work for everybody. And it wasn't anything that could be misconstrued as anything wrong. Why can't we do that now? Why can't, if it's racist, let the people that it's supposed to be racist towards, let them say something, and then we find a happy middle ground. This problem that we have of all these people trying to go and claim things that they're not even affected by is ridiculous. Racism is taught. It is not something that you are born with. I was never born with racism in my heart or in my mind. I was never taught to be racist, so therefore, it is not something that you are born with. We need to stop teaching these people to be racist and to look at everything that's racist. There are far too many more important issues in this world and in the Native American community that need to be dealt with, that are more important than an image. And I'm going to cut it short, and that's my final thoughts.
Now, with your final thoughts from Farmer.
Well, guys, again, I want to appreciate Bob for calling in, and B. Evans for stepping up and filling in some very big shoes for Steve, and Steve filling in some pretty big shoes for Paso. Kind of cool that over 5 years there's been technically three other people here besides myself. This isn't an easy battle if you're just listening to the Beating Drum Radio Show for the first time. The Not Your Mascot people don't really care about your feelings. They really don't care about you. They don't care about your community. They don't care about your school. All that they care about is getting their 5 minutes of fame. And at no given time does the beating drum need their 5 minutes of fame. You know what our gratification is? Is seeing schools keep their name, keep their images, and gaining new friends and new family members. Because I can say over these past 5 years, I have gotten plenty of family and friends from the Beating Drum Radio Show that I hold near and dear to my heart. All that I know, guys, is that this battle isn't over. This battle is far from over. All because the Not Your Mascot people have gone, not really dark, but kind of gone in a different direction to be more relevant. I will guarantee you the beating drum will always be here for the positive Native American names and imagery and sports and the American mainstream. This show isn't just about the Washington Redskins. This show is just not about the Cleveland Indians, the Atlanta Braves, the Chicago Blackhawks, the Kansas City Chiefs, or even the Seattle Seahawks. People will look at me like, what? Seattle Seahawks is Native American? Yes. Take a look at it. Look at what the Seahawk is actually designed by. Think about that real fast. So if the Washington Redskins are under attack, and so are the Kansas City Chiefs, then why aren't the Seattle Seahawks? And if a Native American, the most dominating bird that Native Americans seek and idol are the eagle, is the eagle. So why aren't they after the Philadelphia Eagles? Why isn't that hostile and abusive? Why isn't that? Why? I have so many questions that these Not Your Mascot people do not answer because that's not part of their playbook, ladies and gentlemen. The Beating Drum is the premier Native American radio show in America that is preserving positive Native imagery in sports and the American mainstream. As many communities across the country have been targeted by groups like the Not Your Mascot, the NAACP, and many others to change their names and icons of their beloved sports teams by falsely claiming that these names and images are racist and derogatory towards Native Americans. It is time we bring these fights to these groups and help communities by educating them with truth, such as what Tewksbury did with Glicka, and many other schools have done with other Native American tribes and people. As we dispel any and all misinformation being presented to them, we at the Beating Drum cannot do this alone. We reach out for help. We always have, and we always will. We will never be too big for anyone. Call in, like our new first caller. Let your voice be heard. If it's something that I can't answer right now, I will do my research, and I will do my due diligence to help you. Ladies and gentlemen, it is all about education. It is all about not eradication. It's all about preservation, not eradication. It's all about never giving up. Never give up. Never give up on your hopes. Never give up on your dreams. And without further hesitation, just remember, ladies and gentlemen, we all know it, and I think we're all saying it right now. Never back.
Mr. Pop.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.